So let's go to the scriptures. I have, I believe, important theme for us today, and it's not easy. It's not, I would say it's very deep for some of us, and very important. Also simple, because with the Lord, all the simple things are very powerful and strong. I want to speak about the idea of Simchat Torah, this holiday. And I don't want to speak about history, but I want to take only one idea of Simchat Torah and open it. During this time, during the Simchat Torah, usually we read two different places of the scriptures of Torah. We read the last chapter of Torah and the first chapter of the Torah. Tomorrow we'll read it from first, from last, and from first. And you will see how we'll scroll the Torah into the beginning. It's very beautiful time and joyful time. So the last verses, last chapter of Deuteronomy, chapter 34, I will read it few sentences from here. Verse 7. Moses was 120 years old when he died. And verse 8. Bnei Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. So this is the end of the Torah scroll. Death of the Moses. And we should understand, this is, was not a joyful thing for Israel. Because Moses, he was the answer for them in many, many cases. He was the servant for Jewish people. He put his life completely for the life and good of Israel. Everything, everything. And he was the joyful servant of the Lord. He was intercessor. He was a prophet. He was great man of God. When we read the story of Moses, you can understand why they wept for 30 days for him. It was not good and joyful period of their time. And you know, usually people are begin to understand how precious for them somebody when they're losing somebody. So whole life they complain about Moses. In the end they wept for 30 days because they understood something. And the first chapter of the first book, Genesis, or Bereshit in the beginning, starts, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So we read completely two different ideas of the scripture. Death of the Moses, and creation of the world. New beginning, new day, new life, new creations. And every year in the synagogues of throughout the world, Jewish people read last words, death of the Moses, and begins from the beginning. In the beginning, the Lord creates the world, heaven and the world, and the earth. Interesting that 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, the Peter, he called us, beloved ones, I ask you, as aliens and strangers, in other translations, sojourners, our journey with the Lord. So I want to tell you, we are beloved to the Lord. I want to congratulate you. You are beloved to the Lord. And also you are a stranger and sojourner or alien for this world. In the same time, you are beloved to the Lord and you are a stranger, alien for this world. So when we read this place of scripture, end and the beginning, I see here very interesting example for me. I see here cycle of life. What's happening here? Death, losses, and at the same time new beginning, new blessings, new creations, new life. When I think about Simchat Torah, this idea really touched my heart. That we are in our life, we have different periods. I wish our life would be like, you know, straight line, always up. No problems, no difficulties. Every morning is beautiful, every evening even better, you know. Each day, but it's not happened so. Usually we have ups and sometimes downs. We have sometimes losses and we have victories. The Torah ends with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu and begins with the new chapters of creation. So this is the lessons for us, and I want to read from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. This is an idea I want to present today. For everything, from verse 1, for everything there is a season and a time for every activity under heaven. Let's say together, for everything there is a season. What do you mean for everything? Looks like for everything. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted. And go on and on and on and on for everything. So it means that we always will face with different periods of in our lives, always, whole life. We will have time of gains and losses, time of successes and failures, times of joy and times of sorrow. This is our life, life of every person in this world. This is true. And the key words here I see, for everything there is a season. For everything there is a season. Of course, we would like to have our life only in victory, victorious, only, you know, with no problems. Who likes problems? I don't know. Don't raise the hands. It would have been strange to see the hands. So, if somebody will promise you that you will not have any problems if you do something, don't believe him. Don't trust him. It's a lie. It's not true. Because this is the part of the scriptures, part of the Torah, even the part of Simchat Torah. Time of loss and time of receiving something. I like the words from John chapter 16, verse 33. Yohanan, Yeshua, he's our great rabbi. He's our Lord. He's our Messiah. He's the best teacher in the world. Best rabbi, best pastor. Nobody knows better than him because he's the Lord of everything. He knows the Torah. He is the Torah. He is the living word. So he gave us very interesting words here. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have shalom. Let's say together, shalom. When I think about shalom from heaven, I think about shield on our hearts. Great shalom in him. Protective shalom in the Holy Spirit. It's possible only with the Lord, when you have fellowship with him in his spirit. So I tell you, so you may have shalom. So he prepared us for something. He given us shalom for something. And it speaks here, in the world you will have trouble. I will give you shalom. For what reason? For what purpose? To feel nice. Good purpose, but not all purpose. Because you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. When I think about this word overcome, it means resistance. It means battles. It means tribulations. It means something. In this world, even you can fly without resistance. Because it's possible to fly because of resistance. It's simple, but it's here in the scriptures. And I like this promise. Have shalom, guys. You will have troubles. Can you imagine the Talmidim? They with him, they have everything. If they need healing, okay, no problem. He will pray for you and you will be healed. If you want to have bread for free, you remember these two stories? No problem. And now he's telling them, have peace, because you will have troubles. I'm speaking about this not because I want to give you faith for troubles. No. I just want to give you to ease you, I mean, to give you ease, because some people are afraid of troubles. When they have some problems, they begin to think about themselves that they are wrong. They are not right. Something wrong with them, you know. Maybe I'm different. Maybe Lord does not love me anymore. What I did wrong. But according to the scriptures, it's the part of the good news. Overcome the difficult times in our life. I have so many stories of my difficulties, so many. I mean, when I hear in some preachers speaking about victories, I, come on, guys, something wrong here. Maybe you just don't tell them everything. I have many stories of my problems. I mean, losses, and when I was in Ukraine last time, you know, this is the story already. When we lost our papers, stolen. I remember we decided to go. I will tell you two, so we will feel better now. We decided to go to our friend Rabbi Alexander Papazov to preach there. 3 hours drive from Nikolaev to Odessa city. So I took my family, Ina, David, and also Ina's mother and father, because we have a relative, Ina's brother. He lives in Odessa. So we sat in the car, this old car, nice car, served many years to the synagogue. Before it was the Viktor Vilensky's car, so he gave it to Nikolaev congregation. So I sat in the car, we began to drive there. In the middle of our drive, somewhere, car began to broke, you know. I said, oh, come on, Lord, thank you so much. So we drove to this Alexander Papazov house, and it stopped close to his house and completely died. So, second story, after some time, so we begin to do our papers. We need to go to authorities, and they have computers, you know, all this stuff. So the lady put in our information in the computer, and something happened with the computer. It's just freeze there. She said, it's never happened before. First time. I said, I know why, because I'm here. So I sat there for a few hours, and it, you know, story by story. It's funny story. Now, funny. Then it was not so funny. But I decided to make fun even then, because we need to go on and live with the Lord. So one of the famous rabbi and follower of the Lord, Shaul, he gave in his last journey to Jerusalem, on the way to Jerusalem. So he received prophecies about death, about his trials, persecutions. But he decided to go anyway. And on his way, he stopped in many places and talked to disciples, to elders of the congregations. And one thing, he gave them instructions. Can you imagine? Last instruction. It was not time of internet, you know, he don't have this great thing. I mean, I think he would like to have something like this. Hello, Corinthians, how are you? Hello, Thessalonians, how are you? But he doesn't have. It means they saw the last time in their lives. It was his last appointment with them in Corinth. So in Acts chapter 14, verse 22 and 23, he gave them the last instructions, the most important instructions. From verse 22, they were strengthening the souls of the disciples. So he gave them instruction, he gave them strength, he gave them power to overcome. And how it's beautiful to read how. First, encouraging them to preserve in faith. Let's say together, encouraging them to preserve in faith. It means to stay in faith, to not lose faith, to be in faith. And saying, this is more wonderful, beautiful. This is encouragement. Can you imagine? Such encouragement. It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God. Wonderful encouragement. Thank you so much, Rabbi Shaul. It is through many persecutions that we must enter the kingdom of God. This is not pleasant experience for them and for us. And also, I like these things here. Many. Many. One is enough, but many. And I like this word, must. You know, when you plus all these words, many, must. Something, I mean, beautiful picture here. But I understand from his words, no way, no other way to the kingdom of God without this way. Narrow and straight way to the kingdom of God. Amen. So I want to stop in this direction. I want to go to different direction. I don't want to left you in these heavy thoughts, and I want to raise you to different direction. There will be sorrow, for sure. And this is good news for us. But sure, there will be joy. There will be falls, but sure, also will be ups in our life. Always. After last chapter of Deuteronomy, always we read first chapter of Genesis. Always. After difficult situation, always smile from the Lord. Different times coming in our life. New day, new triumph after mourning for Moses. It's wonderful. I would like to reinforce each of us. If you are experiencing trials, it will be times of joy from the Lord. After these times, will be times of joy from the Lord. Second, I want to tell you, it's very interesting for me. The bigger circumstances, the bigger victory. We read in the scriptures about regular people who lived through difficulties, who had great miracles in their lives. And not always we connected them or their miracles with the problems. Usually we just read about miracles and we like miracles. Who like miracles? But please think about it. Who get healed? Sick. Okay, who won't be sick? Nobody. Of course. I'm too. Who received vision? Blind. Who was rose from death? And death, of course. Obvious. In English, it's obvious. Matthew 11. I like this from verse 4. Yeshua replied, go report to John, Yohanan, because Yohanan asked, you are the Messiah or not? Who is the Messiah? He asked for confirmation for him. And Yeshua replied, go report to Yohanan what you hear and see. The blind see and lame walk. Those with tzarat are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead is raised and the poor have good news proclaimed to them. Blessed is the one who is not led to stumble because of me. And we see all kinds of problem here. Because he came for the people who have needs in him. Do you remember his words? He came to heal the sick. And I don't speak only about people who have problems in the health issue, but I speak about us. We need healing from him. Our souls, our hearts. We need his freedom. We need his healing. We need his presence. We are sick without him. Actually, we are dead without him. This is why we need his resurrection power inside of us. So I like this prayer, set free those in bondage. Who? Those in bondage. It's his work, his encouragement. He came for this reason, for this purpose. Third, I have interesting idea. I have interesting thing here. Keep faith in God. Let's say together, keep faith in God. So trust him. When I think about trials, always I think about emotions around trials, around problems. First emotion, frustration. Who had sometimes these time things. Everyone. Sometimes we have fears, the same, they're friends. According to the scriptures, this is the greatest enemies of faith. Frustration, anger, and fear. They go together. Different personalities, different expressions, but the same. Hebrews chapter 11, I like this. Because, you know, these things are thieves of the best from the Lord. Fear, frustration, anger. I like this Hebrews chapter 11. This is one of the greatest places of scripture. I want to read first part. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Actually, when I read the scripture, I try to see the context of the scriptures. What is before, what is later. When we read together, at home, chapter 11, we can read about faith. We can read about people of faith, but also we read about situation in the people of faith. How they decide to be with the Lord. How they decide to be in faith. We like these people, but they get through difficulties in their life. This is why they are people of faith. They choose to be people of faith. They choose to be with the Lord. I like this because, you know, our enemy, he knows the spiritual truth and he makes every effort to intimidate us. He tried to force you to believe that you are nothing. You will never get anything. The Lord is done with you. If you have problems, it means you're wrong. You have something wrong with the Lord. You will not go anywhere. But this is why the first words to Joshua Ben-Nun from the Lord. If you remember, Joshua Ben-Nun, this is the next book after Deuteronomy in our Bibles. And I like the verse 6. The Lord speaks to Joshua Ben-Nun. He speaks to him, Hazak, be strong. Hazak, be strong. For what reason be strong? If everything good, life is cool and it means something. Hazak, be strong. In the verse 9, he goes even stronger, even deeper. He said, have I not commanded you? So he repeats himself. Lord speaks to the heart of Joshua Ben-Nun for the purpose. First time does not get him, probably. So he speaks second time. Have I did not command you? Hazak, be strong. Do not be terrified or dismayed, for Adonai your God is with you wherever you go. Hazak, be strong. Not be disappointed. Be strong. Continue to go in faith. You know, I want to stop with a few ideas. What's really helpful for me. Very simple, basic, foundational, but scriptural. At least it's very good and powerful ideas. First of all, when you have some difficulties and live through difficult life, please remember, Lord loves you. This is truth. This is first cornerstone in our life. When you don't believe in His love, it means you don't have purpose. Something happened with you, you don't know what. But please believe, He loves you. The Lord loves you. He died for you. He took away your fears, guilt, condemnation. He took it on Himself from you because He loves you so much. Second truth, and according to the scripture, His will about you only for the good, for the best. Sometimes it's hard to believe, but this is faith. When you don't see, but you trust, you believe. His will, only good about you. And if you have some trials, it's not to ruin you. It's to build you up. Change something in your life. Sometimes we live through the time of shaking. You know, you remember this, Lulav and Etrog. Take harder. Shake. And actually, you know what? All these things, it speaks about people of Israel. Different trees, different kind of trees. Lulavan and Trok, it represents different kind of people. Very interesting. Sometimes we go through it because the Lord wants to shake something out of us and change our life, change our attitude. He wants to give our better, best. Sometimes we like to hold our good things, you know. And He wants, come on, I have better for you. Trust me. And third thing, there is higher plan for your destiny because you are so precious in His eyes. It's always so. I want to end with a place of scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, 17, and 18. I think it's gold place for us because it's explain everything here. Rejoice always. Pray constantly. For this is God's will for you in Messiah Yeshua. Let's say together, rejoice always. Pray constantly. And you will go through all the problems because you will be in the will of the Lord. So I want to stop here, and I think maybe it's not the best explanation of Simchat Torah because it's a joyful holiday, but I believe in joy we need to remember second part. And if you will be in the morning or troubles, please remember, after this time, joy is coming from the Lord. Amen. So let's close our service with the Aaronic benediction. Can we pray together? Let's stand together. Please find somebody and let's pray. Thank you. So let's pray. Yevarech ha Adonai ve'ishmerecha Yaher Adonai panavelecha vichunecha Issa Adonai panavelecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause the light of His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace, His peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen. Shabbat shalom.